Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, September 13th. We're back with you. If you want to see us on Facebook, we are there today because we have beautiful guests in the studio, and you guys need to see them. So go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you can see what's going on. If not, stay where you are. We have a great show for you. And Denny's here, as always. Uh-huh. We can set a Swiss watch by you.
What do you
right?
mean?
In other words, what's the word I'm looking for? Prompt. You're so prompt that I can count on you to be here every day, just like a clock, you know?
I think I called out once.
Yeah.
But I was sick.
Yeah, but that's okay. But as far as being late, you're never late.
Nope.
Which is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
I had a dramatic evening, per usual.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What was the drama there?
My furniture finally came.
Yeah.
But it came curbside delivery, so they left it outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And
like,
you're supposed to fucking carry this shit?
Yeah. It's like one table was like 150 pounds.
Wow.
So I go, how do you guys expect me to get this upstairs? And they're like, I don't know. You can pay us $300 to bring it upstairs. I said, I'm not doing that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I hired someone from TaskRabbit to come and bring it upstairs and assemble it. And he came high.
Really? Could he pick it up himself? Just
no,
one person?
He was complaining about it.
Really?
He was like, you might need to get other assistants. I go, this was in my description. Why did you accept the job?
Right.
So he had like one sleeve on and not the other sleeve. He was on heroin.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He went into my bedroom, was making comments about my bed.
Oh, my God.
And my roommate walked in like,
what the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's so hard being a woman, you know?
Yep.
Everybody fucking wants to fuck you and that's it. Nobody cares.
So then my roommate walked in and he was like, no. He's like, you're going to have to leave.
Really?
I was like, thank you, God.
Did he get any of the stuff upstairs?
No.
None of it?
Mm-mm.
So you didn't pay him or anything?
Hey, I just went on my email right now and they charged me for an hour.
Really?
I wrote an email. I was like, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't do the job.
No, he made me super uncomfortable.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Like, absolutely, you know, not paying
it,
you.
It makes you feel like shit because out of all the people, you chose the wrong one.
Yeah, but he had like 119... jobs completed, which I know for a fact is a lie.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going through the same thing. We were using a developer. I had like 50 people reply. I took the one and he's the one that's fucking up everything.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, what's, you know, what's the odds of you getting a piece of shit? But I guess they're pretty high.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because when you don't work with professionals, that's what you get.
Yeah,
you know?
So the next guy didn't come till 8:30. He was supposed to be there at 7:30, so he was an hour late.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't finish till almost midnight.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And he smelled so bad.
Oh, God.
Like a cut open fresh onion. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was an interesting evening.
Yeah.
But my furniture is amazing.
Really? You like?
Yeah, my bed is huge.
Awesome.
It's like half the apartment.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm happy with that, but I'm just tired today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you'll be better, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Catch up on some sleep. It seems to me every time I go to sleep earlier, it's harder for me to get up in the morning. So I don't know what to do anymore. Then I come in here, the mornings are really hectic and stuff, and fuck, I need a break.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm planning the break.
The later I go to sleep, the better off I am.
Yeah.
I work better with little sleep.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I seem to be doing the same thing against my will.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like you could get all the sleep in the world and then no sleep and you'd still be tired.
You think so?
I feel
huh?
like you're always tired.
You're right. I am always tired.
Yeah.
But I managed I'm pretty hyper. I mean, I hardly sit down.
Yeah.
Any time of the day, you know? So. And I'm tired because, I smoke weed. It makes you fucking tired. What can I tell you?
Yeah,
you
I don't know how you do that in the morning. I could never. Count me out.
No, not in the morning. Oh, the edibles.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that's
edibles.
Still weed.
That's true. That's true. But no, that wakes me up, you know, and then I get tired. Mm-hmm. So what the hell?
Yeah. whatever.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to bring on our guests right now because they drove a long way here, and we're not going to make them just sit here and listen to us.
Right.
So we're joined by Charles and Brigetta. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey.
Hey-o.
Charles, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you,
for the first time. And Brigetta, I know her like a sister. She's been around forever.
Forever.
And thank you for coming.
Yeah, and I want to make a comment. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I was never that late when I was hosting with you.
I didn't.
Oh,
I
is that why you brought it up?
Like, yeah.
Was that shade?
I don't even
like,
know.
Was this a slight, like, little, like,
yeah.
I mean.
Were you throwing shade? I'm curious.
Listen, you're not the only co-host that's been here.
I've
okay,
been the longest, though. I'm the longest.
Really? Well, maybe, but.
Give credit where it's due.
Yeah. Brigetta did used to be my co-host some time ago, years ago. And I don't know why you brought it up, because as I was saying this, I said, Brigetta's probably going to think I'm talking about her because she used to be late a lot.
Were you coming
happened.
From San Diego?
No.
No, at the time she was here.
15 minutes away?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm going to not say I'm not good. I used to not be good with time.
Right.
I'm trying to correct that now. But see, the thing is I always like slide in right on time. So like I slide in.
Somehow.
Like, yeah. Somehow. Yeah, it just always works out.
I'm always early.
Yeah. I can't do that because then I'm like, I'm early. What am I going to do with myself? What am I going to do? I'm going to walk around. I got to get up.
Right.
Like I relate to you. I'm like, got to do a million different things. I'll find something to do. And then I'm still late because I'm finding things to do.
Yeah.
No, we were 30 seconds early.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going to high five to that.
After what, a 3-hour drive or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Oh. That's a long drive. You live down there in San Diego area too?
I'm in Encinitas. I live in Paradise.
That's great. Wow. It is nice there.
It's
huh?
absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's funny because like I still miss, obviously, up here. I mean, this was my home for, 12 years? So I still miss it. But like I got excited when I'm like see the skyline. I'm like, yes, we're almost to LA. It's going to be fun. It's like whenever I step into LA, I'm like, yes, I'm back in fun land. And not that like, you know, San Diego isn't fun. It's definitely fun. It's just way more chill.
Right.
You know?
It's different. It's
cool
more. Laid back, which
there's way hotter guys in San Diego.
Yeah.
What's that?
There's way hotter guys in San Diego.
I don't know about that. Here
about
you got
that.
A huge selection, you know?
No, we do
and
not.
And they all come to Hollywood, too. Depends on what kind of guys you look for.
Well, I appreciate that. I work out.
Yeah.
I work out. Here's my guns.
Yeah. There's a specimen of San Diego men.
I'll represent.
I don't feel like there's that many good-looking guys in L.A.
Beg to differ. I feel like there's more of a mix here. You know, you've got just more of like culture, I guess, in a way, because it's a bigger city. Now, I mean, you guess you get
like
a little
races,
bit of that.
You mean?
Yeah, in general. Like,
yeah, it's like a lot of white men in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the...
What's wrong with white men? Come on.
Nothing. I'm just saying. She said it's not really cultural.
It's just not.
You take enough shit already, man.
I'm not, I love you to pieces, obviously, but, I feel like there's more, more culture here. There's more arts, more of the arts, and that is truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a little bit in San Diego. I love it down there. Obviously, I'm still there, but one of my biggest disappointments with going down there is, I can't just go to an art show. I can't just go to a music show. It's not like, you know, every night here there's like Hotel Cafe or any place that you know, I could just pop into and see what artists.
So why did you move?
Because of the fucking energy.
Yeah, Brigetta's really into energies now, you know? So
I can't fucking handle it. And it's also like, I will say, I do love it here, but I feel like you get caught in Peter Pan land. Like you get caught in like a lot of guys cannot grow the fuck up. Excuse my language.
Yeah,
but this is true.
No, it's true.
And there's just so much vagina available. It's really hard for guys to be loyal.
I feel like I've always had loyal guys, but
no, not me. And I'm a very loyal chick. I've been cheated on by every single boyfriend. It's not because I'm bad in bed. Let's hope not.
Well,
could be, now that we're thinking about it.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
No.
That's subjective, pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Somebody would have had to...
You have to do some interviews on that.
I know.
Yeah.
No, because all my exes still call me.
Really?
Just strictly for that reason. Not to, be with me.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe that's something you need to look at. Not to go deep, but I'm going deeper.
Right.
Hello. pun intended. But anyway. But maybe that's something to look at. Why are you attracting that?
Well, I'm attracted to guys that I think I can fix.
See, then there you go. Then you know your answer.
And then
you know your answer.
And when they realize that that's what I'm trying to do, it's like they're like, see ya.
Yeah, you managed to find the most flawed ones, too.
Most fucked up
Ever.
Yeah. Well, I was the most fucked up one. Not to go too into it.
I dated CT from The Real World.
Okay, first of all, I was a reality star. So let me just say
I'm a reality star.
Like, yeah, you both
I date reality stars.
I know.
It's just drama anyway.
But it's hard when you're in that life to not date other reality stars.
I do agree with you. Although I would date actors, so that was a little bit better. I feel like. But when you're dating another reality star, it's like
but actors can like lie to your face and be acting.
Not when you do it back. No, I'm kidding.
It's true. I always wondered that though. I'm like, yeah, I would love to date Leonardo DiCaprio, but I don't know if he's putting on an Academy Award winning performance when I catch him lying.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, and this is true. These are things you have to think about, but anyone could do that. It doesn't have to just be like because you're in Hollywood,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I also want to say, why do you assume that? Because it's also going back to why does your brain absolutely go to they're going
to
lie,
they're
going
to cheat. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why is your brain going there? And so until that is fixed, you're going to keep attracting the same thing.
Well, you know what I know? My parents just split after 33 years of marriage because my dad's a serial cheater. Love him to death. One of my best friends that hasn't talked to me in 6 weeks. But
right.
Still, I feel like because guys will cheat on me and I'll stay with them for like the longest time ever until finally I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And I think it's because my mom stayed with my dad.
Yeah.
Right.
It really comes down to my parents being fucked up. So thank you so much. Love you guys. But
there you go. You know, all parents fuck up their kids. I mean, that goes without saying.
But you don't even know it until like one day you're like, oh my God, my parents really fucked me up.
And
but the kids will come up to you with, well, remember when you said this? It's like, no, I don't remember when I said this.
Yeah.
But kids remember.
I remember.
Right? And they hold on to shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so very cool. Well, guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You have a new show, and we'll talk about that and everything. We'll promote that. That's today, folks. So if you want to check those two out, we'll give you the information later on. Charles, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a California boy?
Yeah, actually, I'm from Washington State originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So wow.
I grew up in a little town called North Bend.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of hicks. You know, like, I love my old school friends. Like, woo, doggy, get on the 4x4, get on the good foot, do the bad thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Right.
So, those
that's how every horror film starts.
Good old white boy.
Yeah. So, that was, those are my friends growing up.
Right.
And then I graduated from Washington State and studied kinesiology, minor in health and wellness.
Mm. Wow.
And that's been started my journeys, helping people through health and fitness. So,
very cool. Yeah. So that's what you do now?
No, that's evolved into so much more.
So tell us what it is you do now.
Yeah, so I'm a neurokinetic therapist and empowerment coach.
Okay, what is that?
We need an explanation.
So neurokinetic therapy is a means of getting to the root of aches, pains, and injuries instead of just treating symptoms. So it's a really fast and effective way of using applied kinesiology. It's muscle testing.
Uh-huh.
To get information from the body and really get to the root cause instead of just symptoms.
Wow.
So why does my ass hurt? I'm kidding. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you've been twerking it. Way to twerk it, girl.
So is that a form of like mind over matter? I mean, are you saying that we can actually control our pain and everything with our mind? With the way we think, the energy.
I don't think so.
Yes, actually.
Let the man talk.
It's all interrelated. So it's there's so many different factors that contribute to pain.
Right.
But if we change the whole paradigm at which we look at pain, pain is simply a signal from the body. It's a message from the body. And the intensity of that pain is telling you how loud the message is coming through, right?
Right.
So, and if we can look at it that way, you know, pain's been one of my greatest teachers.
Really?
So it's, wow.
How did you get attracted to this topic?
Well, let's see. I had to experience a lot of pain.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What kind of pain?
Well, I was snowboarding up in Mammoth, and it was a blizzard, like a full-on whiteout. I could barely see from you to me.
Whoa.
There'd just be like a blur of a tree here and there. And at first it was really fun. You know, I was like, just stay low, be ninja, ready for anything. And then next thing I know, I'm taking a jump. And I'm in midair, and I have no idea which way is up, down,
whoa,
or where
that's
the
so
landing's
scary.
At.
No, yeah, thanks.
It was like time slowed down, and I freaked out. I tensed everything up, and when I landed, I felt a lightning bolt hit my back, and it was just like smashed vertebrae.
Oh my God.
And, it was pretty intense. And I remember that moment of just immense pain. It was like 11 on a scale of 1 through 10.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. So it's like unbearable.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Wow.
And in that moment, I didn't have time for a pity party. I was like looking for my phone. It was the charger, you know, it was like no charge left, so I couldn't call for help. My friends had already gone down, and there's nobody else in sight. So I had to figure out a way to get down the mountain with this intense problem. Oh, so shit.
Literally sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
And you should have a Revive charger. Have it on you 24/7.
You know what?
Is this a commercial for Revive?
Yeah. my friend actually owns it, so I'm like, there you go.
Can we get him as a sponsor?
Yeah, it's actually a Viagra commercial because I had to figure out a way how to get up and down the mountain.
That sounds awful.
Oh, it was excruciating. And I had to actually, speaking of movies, I had to channel like my inner Spartan,
right,
and like my inner gladiator. And that's really when you find out your true strength in those moments of challenge and tragedy. And so I had to unlock my snowboard and just sit on it and try to slide down as far as I could and then fall over, rest for a little while, and then get back up.
I mean,
up, try
where are your friends at? I would be like, yo, but something's wrong with Buddy up there. He's taking quite some time.
Yeah. So they were in front of me. I was like holding up the rear, so I didn't see him the rest of the day. But eventually, I made it down, went and saw all these doctors, and they said, you know, you're gonna need surgeries bad.
Really?
And it showed me all these X-rays. And
was there like fear you'd get paralyzed or something?
Yeah. It felt like whenever I made the wrong move, it was just like, phew, like a zing, you know, like I just got stabbed in the back.
I know. It's like at any moment you're thinking, what if I can fucking get paralyzed? Yeah. I won't be able to move.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
So to really dive deep.
So much for adventures, you know. Yeah. Brigetta does the same shit. She goes and does all these adventures, breaks her legs, breaks her foot.
Yeah. But I still remember came that? In. You I still did. Came in.
Okay. She remembers everything, this chick.
Yeah. But the most adventure I would take is going on that trip and being at the hot tub.
Yeah.
With like a glass of wine. Yeah. While everybody else snowboarded.
I know. She's like dune buggy, right? What were you doing? Dirt biking when you...
when I broke it? No. Yeah. I used to have a campaign for Harley Davidson. Remember that?
Right.
And then I was Harley Davidson model of the year. They gave me a bike and I totaled the bike that they gave me.
Right.
Oh. Good times. Not... totally messed me up. And and I still have to like work through that because I still have a lot of pain on the like nerve damage.
Right. That's
so in my foot. Yeah.
But do you think it stopped her from doing this stuff? No.
Fuck
way.
No.
Well, usually when you have that in your like genetic makeup, it's like there's no stopping it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're a daredevil.
Nothing
you're
scares her, right? No fear.
Except, you know what? I don't get on motorcycles anymore. I've had 3 crashes, so I'm like, I'm good. No more.
Good
no
for
more.
You.
Like that last one was like, I was out for what almost felt like almost a year.
Really?
And
yeah,
then it was just, and then I kept re-injuring, I kept re-breaking it like every year. I'm like, what is happening? This has to stop. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then again, I did a little deeper healing with that, not NKT, which I wish I knew that, but anyway.
Yeah
So there I was laying on the floor, could barely crawl to the bathroom.
And
as soon as the painkillers wore off, I checked in with my intuition, and it was a strong no to getting surgery. So that's when I began my self-healing journey. And, and I tried everything natural and, you know, naturopathic means possible, with very little progress, until I fully had to feel all the emotions that I was stuffing, that I was running from, that I was drinking alcohol to cover up, or sex, drugs, rock and roll.
How did you learn about that, though? How did you learn that that may have had something to do with the pain?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always the last thing that you want to admit, right? It's always the last thing. So I tried everything physical. I was like, I'll just figure this out physically in the body, right? And then, it was the last thing, the emotional component, that really was where I was hiding from.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had to feel the fear. I had to feel the shame, the guilt of not being able to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
You know, going from like incredible Hulk trainer to debilitated and like, you know, in a pity party.
Right.
And so it was then I was able to surrender and really just go into meditation and being open to all answers coming in.
Wow, very impressive. So is this stuff you guys are going to talk about on the show and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
We
talk about the hero's journey. For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the show called?
Soul Sexy.
So, Soul Sexy sounds good.
Sounds like Soul Cycle. That's not about bicycling, is it?
No, it's okay. About being sexy. Like, your truth is sexy. Getting to your inner core of who you are is super sexy. Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about earlier in the car, like, it's not always so sexy when you're meeting those demons. Like, it's not, you know? Right. But, and it goes back to kind of like what you're going through. It's really getting to those root emotions of healing from your parents and healing what you were trained to see as, you know, as a child. And like, how can you're aware of it now. So now that you're aware of it, how can you dive deeper into finding your truth of who you are? So you're not attracting that anymore. You're not allowing it. It's boundaries.
I know. Right.
And in a way, like, your mom didn't teach you the boundaries. Like, you didn't learn that. No. So like,
she still apologizes. Like, she'll randomly send me texts about it. I'm like, Mom, it's cool. It's 30 years now.
But it's not cool. But it's not cool.
It's not cool, but like, she's...
So no, it's not cool.
Yeah, I know. But
right?
She's already she's already going through. I don't need her to feel more guilty about my issues because she's got her own.
Yeah. So, Soul Sexy, were you guys stoned when you thought that up? Or
No. That is all you.
It's a nice name. I like it because it tells a story, you know?
Yeah.
So how did the show come about for you? What were you guys hoping to do with the show?
You know, and I want you to answer too, like, don't take over. But I think just reach a lot of people to, like, you know, we want to hear everyone's story. And I feel like for me, like, I got lost in the whole freaking Hollywood world forever, you know? And it's like, I played these masks, these characters of who I thought I was supposed to be, or actual characters, and brought that back into my life. And it gets confusing, and not really ever knowing who I am, and like, living in that party world, constantly going to events, constantly, I mean, you know what I was like, going all the time, opening up an envelope,
and
I'm
still
there.
Do.
I'm selective now. I only go to like the top ones. But yeah, I mean, I'm like particular about it, but it's fun, you know, for me. But before, I was lost in it. So it's a difference when like you're lost in that world, when you're not going for fun, you're going to be seen. You're going for the ego, be seen. Who's there? What can I get from it? You know, what are they going to do for me? And I'm going to get wasted, which is covering up all the rest of it. So it's like never diving deep. And so I didn't even realize any of this stuff like that was going on until I moved to San Diego, because when you're not in it is when you're like, oh fuck, like, I have to be real here. Like, people don't tolerate like bullshit. Oh shit, like, snap, snap, snap. So I'm still learning, you know. And that kind of started with like, oh, I went back to my natural hair color.
Yeah.
You know? And like, what were you before?
Blonde for
of
like
course.
Years.
Yeah.
And which, I mean, I kind of miss the blonde. It was fun. But it's like stepping into my real self. Like, who is that? And then unraveling and being okay with that. And I'm still learning. And so like, Charles has a similar story, but totally different. Mm-hmm. And we were just like chit-chatting one day, and we're like, let's do this. And we've talked about it like for a while. And then like one day we were sitting down at like the juice place. And we're like, what should we call it? What should we call it? And then like, we're like, I don't know. Like, your truth is sexy. And then we're going through all these names. And I'm like, what about being soul, like soul sexy? And I'm like, wait, soul sexy. Like, we were just like, yes, that's it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It kind of like, because we wanted to be sexy.
It was a funk
sexy.
Yes when we, yeah. when we felt into
funk
it.
Funk yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so the show is launching today on the video channel at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific. We're going to have it on Facebook Live too.
Hey, yeah.
So you guys can watch it either on the website or on Facebook. We can arrange it so it'll be on your pages, and then everybody can share from there, you know.
Then we like that even better.
Perfect. Yeah, you know. And
our guest today, we have a celebrity guest coming in. I'm gonna botch up the name, so like, I want to do my research first, but it's CVBZ. Like, I don't know if you say it cubes, which I need to figure out, but I'm so excited to have him on air. Like, his music's like amazing. He's won like 2 platinum awards and has done some stuff with the Chainsmokers and Cheat Codes. So I'm so stoked to have him on the show today. Yeah.
Very nice. And as you can see, these guys are very entertaining, very fun. And I'm going to look forward to that show for sure. You know,
thank you.
No question about it. So, for those of you who don't know, because people are probably wondering, you know, how we've known for so many years, Brigetta used to be a co-host here years ago, and you were blonde then, right?
Yeah, I was blonde then.
Yeah, so I've seen you go through a lot of transformations, but the reason I brought it up is because I think it was on the show when your life took a change, right?
Yeah.
When you met, what was his name?
Eric Pearl.
Yeah, right.
With Adam. Yeah, right. You're right.
And they sort of like took her in the in the spiritual direction, right? Yeah, was that it?
It was. It was that. That was the same time where I had broken my leg. I had the. It was a horrible. The last accident, the motorcycle crash, was so horrible. It was like, it's so debilitating. I thought I couldn't, like, it wouldn't heal. Like, it wouldn't heal. They couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, I don't want to do surgery. And, like, it was just a nightmare. And so one day on our show, we had Eric Pearl on from The Reconnection. And they're signed with Hay House, which is, like, the largest, you know, publishing company in the world with, like, healing modalities and whatnot. And so I was like, meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, whatever, bullshit. Don't believe it. You know? And, you know, he's like, do you remember this? And he was like, feel my hands. And we were like, okay. And I was like, whoa, what? The heck is this? Like, I totally feel like, I don't know what that is. That's weird. Right. You know? And at the end of the show, he invited me to come for that weekend to the seminar. And I went and I was like, not sure what to expect. Like, fuck it. Like, if you can heal me, like, fine. And I see people like the first day, like getting out of wheelchairs, like crazy stuff happening. And I was like, by the end of this weekend, I'm going to walk again. No more crutches is not going to happen. Right. Like, you know? So that's like where I was at. And that's not what happened. I wound up meeting my ex there who teaches with Eric. And I kind of really fell into that because some beautiful things did happen. Right. And what they say with this healing work is like, and I still am a practitioner of it, is that the healing goes to where you need it most. Because who, like, with these Reiki people, like, sorry, that's so rude. These Reiki people. so I didn't mean rude. It like that. I didn't mean it like
I've
that.
I've never heard, I don't even know what that means. I've never heard that terminology before in my life.
It's really big right now. So, like, a lot of people, like, it's, and that's cool if you have it.
Yeah.
So,
what, like, Reiki?
Yeah, I've never heard
that. Energy healing.
It's been around for forever.
So, do you think you would have been that much into it had you not met your ex?
No, I feel like, I mean, I still, I
women do a lot for men. Like, we get into shit that we might not normally be into because we're like, oh, dude.
But no, I think
I've always been, yeah.
But
I've
didn't you get into it before you connected with Adam?
Yeah, I've always been, like, I was born, seeing, like, people, dead people.
Really?
Yep. That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
She's got the sixth sense.
Dead people. I don't really always tell everyone that, but I do.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are skeptic, but I totally believe it.
Yeah, well, hang around me long enough and you'll see some shit.
Really?
I like to say. Yeah, and it's...
Like, when's the last time you saw, like, a dead person?
I mean, it's like, you have to turn it off. Like, it's just, you always feel
it.
So
you could, like, you can feel it, but you don't necessarily see it. Like, you're not, like, driving...
I see it.
Like, when you're driving down the road and, like, a...
Okay. It's happened, yeah, for sure. But do I want to, like, keep that on? No, because I live in this world here,
right.
Where I've had a struggle with that in the past of, like, you know, struggling with, like, being here, and that's a whole other thing. But, like, and so I was so tapped into, like, that other side because it's like, well, I want to see more because that's kind of, like, what I like and I feel safe with, and because when I had a weird childhood too, and that for me that was my comfort. Like, these dead people were like, cool, they're my buddies, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Like, but I am not in that world anymore. I'm in this world. So when I choose to see it, I can and I will. If I want to, but, like, I don't choose to do that right now. So.
Yeah,
have you ever seen anything scary, like The Nun?
The Nun? Have you seen The Exorcist?
Yeah.
She sees too many movies. It's a problem.
I actually love scary movies. It's like my favorite.
What?
Insidious is great. Yeah. I am like a horror queen. Like, I love it. I've been in a lot of horror films. Maybe that's why I like it. But... Yeah, there hasn't been too many films out recently that I'm impressed by.
Yeah.
As far as that, I've had some weird incidences that I've experienced. Yeah, there was some I want to say some dark stuff. I don't want to say evil because we don't know. Like, I can't say it's like there's good and there's bad. Like, we don't know. Maybe they're just trying to get our attention because that's the majority of it. Like, I think of it like if you're trapped in a world where you don't understand what's going on, if you had like a sudden death, like maybe it was a car crash and, you know, or something suddenly where you died and you weren't prepared for it in any way, it's shocking. And therefore you're like, what? It's kind of like Ghost.
Right.
Or what's that other movie? Beetlejuice. Where they're like, I have no idea what happened. Why are we in this house? Why are you in my house? You know?
Right. Wait a second. They were dead.
Yeah. Remember the people that they were in the house? They were haunting the house. They were dead. In Beetlejuice.
Okay. Yeah. But not the couple.
The couple. Oh, not the couple that... There's two couples. There's
okay.
Couple
not the main couple.
No.
Okay.
But the couple... There was like a ghost couple that
was
in the...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I was like, hold on. I'm so confused.
Yeah. So anyway. but it's kind of like that. When it's shocking, they don't understand what's going on. And if that were any one of us, what would you be doing? Trying to get some damn attention of what the fuck is happening? I'm going to throw shit at you, but I realize I can't pick up things. So
it's
energy, right?
Right.
So everything is energy. Everything is energy. And this is like scientifically proven. Everything has an energy off of it, whether it's these glasses, this table, us, like everything emits an energy. So being on the energetic side where we can't physically, not most people can't physically see it. In fact, you could if you like tapped into it, but most of us don't want it's scary. I don't want to tap into it. It's weird. But everything is energy. And so what they're trying to do is find things that are going to work. Maybe it's shoving that energy of throwing this across the table. Maybe it's closing the door. Usually it's through a computer or it's through the radio or it's electronic is like easier transmissions, which is why scary movies, like part of it's true. Part of it, most of it's not, but like some of the things of like the TVs going and like changing channels. Yeah, that happens. You know, like totally.
But do you believe in that stuff, Charles?
Oh yeah.
Really? You get into it?
Yeah.
Have you had experiences?
Yeah, if you really want to know, I come from science-minded, so I was the biggest skeptic ever.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I gotta see it to believe it. Like, right. I even going to church, I was like, really, Tower of Babel? Like, everybody's buying all this. Like, and so I questioned everything, and I lost my mom when I was 10. So
yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was. I went through some dark ages from that. So
yeah,
talk about pain, right?
Yeah, well, that'll screw you up, huh?
Yeah, something it did. Like that. Yeah. It was also a gift in a way because I got 10 amazing years with the woman that had the biggest heart I've ever met.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So and she gave me a great childhood up to that point, and then the rest was on me to unpeel those layers.
Right, yeah. Right.
So basically. I remember I was getting into yoga, right? And that was a far fetch for me at the time. I was like hardcore, adrenaline junkie. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm getting pretty tight everywhere. So maybe I should try some lengthening with all this strengthening I'm doing. Yeah. So that got me into yoga, loved it, balanced out my body and everything that was going on. So I became a yoga instructor. And a friend of mine just got done with his class. He said, man, you got to check out this woman. She's telling me about this retreat in Guadalajara. And so he started telling me the story about, you know, this retreat that's available. And he said there's a meditations, yoga, there's a Buddhist monk teaching like the science of karma.
Right.
And I go, John, we're going. I was like, that's it, man, we're going. And it was like an intuitive funk yes, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't have a penny to my name right now. And I was like, don't worry about it, we'll figure it out. So I ended up paying his way as a gift. So we end up in Guadalajara, and we're learning from Geshe Michael, this Buddhist monk. He's the closest I've met somebody enlightened. Like, this man is like
really
so wild. Yeah, he walks around like a little kid. He looks super baked. He looks like he's high.
Yeah.
And then he just tunes in and takes us through these meditations and drops into just amazing knowledge and wisdom that just comes through. And so,
like, what, for example? I mean, you know, if he's a wise man and stuff, what makes you say that? I mean, what does he say, for example?
So okay, for example, one of the women at the retreat, and this is 150 people from all over the world that have been following him, and we didn't even really know him, we just got the intuitive hit to be there,
right?
And she said, hey, my mom has cancer and she just got taken into the hospital. I might have to leave and go home and try to take care of her because she could die. And so she sat with Geshe Michael and he said, you know, you should definitely tune in. And if you feel like you need to go home, you can, but we'll do a collective meditation and healing for her. And so that night he took us through this meditation where we went in and pulled out this darkness and the black cancer from her body. And you know, we tuned in her name and everything and her energy, and then and so the woman ended up staying. She felt good enough to stay, and by 7 days later we heard that her mom was out of the hospital. She's fully recovered and doing great.
Yeah.
So
really, you think that caused it though?
You know, it can be.
I believe in that stuff for
it's
sure.
It's just like the power of prayer, right? You know, it's all energy. And so it's one of those things that like can't hurt.
you might as well try it, right?
It's like you'll never see true magic until you believe it.
Right.
You know,
so basically by the end of that retreat, I was so open and just new perspectives on everything that I took this yoga class that just like took me into new realms physically, emotionally, spiritually. And by the end of the class in Shavasana, I had this profound spiritual experience. Like I literally saw and felt my mom come down.
Wow.
And I got to embrace her again.
Yeah.
And
I need to do this.
It was amazing. She had this golden blanket and she used to keep us warm, you know, with putting a blanket over us and then rub real fast to keep us warm in bed. And it was just the most peaceful feeling. And I finally came to terms with peace with her. Like, she's good, you know?
Right.
So that kind of opened the gates for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, more to this human experience.
Well, you know, the thing is that, excuse me, there's an explanation that I like about people that die young, you know, because sometimes you wonder, why does a baby die? You know, why, you know, they don't get to live their lives. You know, your mom didn't really get to be with you and stuff. But so if you look at it from a perspective that we come here to this world to correct our soul, you know, to improve what we already have. Right. Then you can explain that by saying, OK, so they corrected themselves. They're done. And when they're done, then they might help you by being gone. You know what I'm saying?
Like exactly. It did,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, and with a baby, the same thing. Like if the parents are supposed to like deal with a lot of pain and stuff in their way to correct themselves, then they're going to get a baby that's going to die, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's hard to accept, but you got to look at it from a spiritual perspective, you know?
Okay, so everyone that died in 9/11, let me ask you this.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I believe that our souls travel. Like, I feel like I've lived before, especially.
Right, so, okay. Yeah. So in that case, you have to ask yourself, okay, so why do we keep going and coming back? Why do you think? I mean, why are we here in the first place? Did you ever wonder that?
I wonder that all the time.
I wonder how roads connect
with each other and why a fork is called a fork. There's so many questions that I don't think any of us are ever really going to have the answer to.
Yeah, but for the fork, I have an answer. It's because somebody decided to call it a friggin'
fork. Yeah, but who?
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, but I'm just saying, all that shit doesn't make any sense, though.
A fork, we're trying to talk about the creation of the planet here, of the world. Come on.
I don't know if that's true.
No, it's hard for people to accept, you know, the fact that
especially if you've grown up in like in a Bible like type of environment, right? You know,
I haven't, and I still find it hard to
accept, and that's cool, and that's right. For you, and like everyone can believe that. That's what's great about the America, you know, right. Or great about the world. Like you can choose to believe in what you want to believe in, right. From your experience, and from your experience, you haven't seen or felt that yet, and that's totally fine.
Right. I mean, right. No, I've dealt with death for sure. You know? Like I've definitely felt death. I've had two family members die that were really close to me, and I mean, that pain is...
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, but I don't...
It's hard to accept. Yeah. You know, but there's got to be bigger things.
Like, my uncle dying only spun one of my uncles, like, out of complete control.
Really?
Yeah, like, addicted to drugs, drinking all the time now.
You see, but he didn't have to turn that way. Right. He made a choice, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe that...
But that was his purpose?
You can choose. To help him, yeah, to help him by dying.
But that didn't help him.
No. Well,
we don't know.
Maybe,
but see, the thing is, so who are we to choose what everyone's purpose is? Like, we're not God, we're not the higher.
So when
being,
you say like, that, then you are basically saying that if someone dies into a car accident today, they just wake up in the morning, they have no idea that they're going to die at 5 p.m. That's already predetermined.
It's predetermined, most of it. I mean, we do have free will.
But you always contradict yourself because you say you don't believe in that.
It's predetermined, right?
Yeah, you always say
you don't. No, but I do believe in I do believe the time of death is probably predetermined, but everything between birth and death is not.
It's a choice.
Free will.
Benjamin Button. Yeah. That's basically what that movie's about.
Like, which one?
Benjamin Button. Like, she broke her ankle and she couldn't dance anymore. It was like just a split second decision she made that changed her life.
Yeah.
Right.
And isn't that with almost everything we do? Everything is choices. Every choice we make is like going to have the ripple effect of the next and the next and the next.
Right.
Hence the butterfly effect, which by the way is the name of my company.
That movie is like that too. Yeah.
But it is. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Everything has a ripple effect. Right. And yes, like there's many, many, who are we to say? I mean, who knows? But there are many people that have died or are in touch with the other side, and there's massive books on this like everywhere, which talking about we come in for a soul purpose. We come in to heal, we come in to learn, we come in to help others, and we are born with a soul family, meaning like the same people that like we've been in past lives.
Really?
We may have too.
Yeah.
And there's people that actually, the people that have hurt you the most are the ones that are actually your soul, like your immediate soul family.
Yeah.
It's for you to have a lesson. And
like every guy I've ever dated,
there's a lesson. Because what
there's a lesson.
What do you
think? How are you going to deal with it?
But even just hearing everything, like, I think you know your lesson. It's just a matter of, like...
Okay, for instance, I dated this hockey player who I, like, day one, I was like, I'm in love with this guy. Like, he met my family after five dates. It. Yeah, like, yeah. I just knew. And then before we had sex with each other, he's like, oh, I'm going to break your heart in a million pieces. And I was like, that's weird. Like, why would you say something like that? Right. And he had sex with me, got me breakfast in the morning. I went home, never saw him again.
Right. Mm-hmm. So but he instead, warned you.
But instead and
he
of.
Still did it.
But that's karmic. That's, I mean, if you believe in that, right. You had that initial, like, oh my God, I like have so many feelings for him. Whoa, why? Because that's probably a past life thing. And it's also, you know. Not asking when you heard that, well, why would you say that to me? No, let's dive deeper into that. Because if someone said that to me, like, now there were times I've had a very interesting past when it comes to sex.
Right.
There's a whole book coming out with that eventually.
Yeah. Well.
Charles,
are you helping to write it?
Might be in a chapter.
I'm staying out.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. Anyway, so I'm just kidding. But
the new Kama Sutra.
But so I've been there. I have been where you trust me. I've gone through that, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? But it's also now if that were to happen. Oh, hell no. I'm going to be like, well, why would you just say that? Well, let's dive deeper into that. No. Because
yeah, like, I've had.
It's a boundary.
Yeah.
It's for you to, like, lay down your boundaries of, like, hey, that's a red flag, but you're ignoring it for some reason. Why are you ignoring it?
Yeah,
why don't you value like, you?
But the thing is, I don't learn my lesson. Like, for him, when he blocks me off everything, I sent him a gift box in the mail with, like, cut out individual letters of a magazine, like a serial killer. Very creepy now that it's years have passed and I can talk about it. Right. I thought it was cute and I was like, there's no way he's going to ignore this. Right. And then it
why
didn't work.
Trying to fix.
Yeah, and it didn't work. So then I moved to California. I met this Middle Eastern guy who, again, I was like, oh, this guy's for me, like, really, like, my thing. And after 7 days, I got him a fucking thank you for the dick box. Like, oh, who does
no that? Where's the thank you for the pussy box?
I know.
I actually have a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt. It's someone I got this somewhere and I still have it in my closet. I was laughing because I'm like, oh my God, I still have this. And it says, I have the pussy, I have the power.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
absolutely
true. You do. You control who comes in there.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what you allow into your and space, physically, spiritually, because it's a spiritual thing too. And it takes a toll because look how you're thinking about it. It's taking a toll on your body and it makes you hesitant and upset and wary of other men, which creates an energy of bringing it back in.
And until that's totally true.
Enough.
It's totally true with you.
Enough.
You know? And the thing is what you just said, I don't learn my lesson. The thing is if you don't,
but
by
I
the
talk
time,
about it and I know what I'm
what
doing is
did?
Not. Right, but I'm not doing anything. Like, I get so caught up in, like, because I don't have sex often, so when I do, it's like I'm immediately like,
okay, but what if you do actually can heal out? What if you change your mind? What if you change what you're saying and actually are like, I'm not allowing this anymore? No,
I just don't know how to do that.
I mean, I get that if you're horny,
okay,
you're horny.
So the how?
Sex, no, like, I don't care about sex like that.
The
like,
how
I love
can
sex,
be taken
but,
care of. You know, how there's answers and stuff. But first, you have to decide, like she said, to change the way you think, you know, because... Yeah. And because if you don't learn your lesson by the time you die, you'll come back again with the
thing.
Same lessons.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Right. Until you learn
with the
it.
Same people, just different name.
Right. That's so crazy.
It'll reincarnate. It'll happen again and again and again.
Wow.
Until
that's
you
why
learn.
We get to enjoy accelerated learning in the human experience here.
Yeah.
So
Charles, it sounds like you guys have a lot to offer and stuff on your show. It's going to be very entertaining, very enjoyable. And I'm really urging everybody, if you don't... So we'll share it from your page, wherever the show's going to be on.
So
you guys can see it on LA Talk Radio. Oh, you have Soul Sexy.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/soulsexyradio.
Okay, there you go. And you can...
Instagram,
we don't have yet. We have our personal ones.
Oh, no, girl. You need to make an Instagram.
I know, but I can't handle another social media page.
What's your handles? Yeah.
At Real Brigetta. And I had to say Real.
Spell that.
I know.
And it sounds like bread.
And it's not a fucking piece of bread. God damn it if I hear that one more time.
Yeah. It's gluten free.
I am tasty, though, only with who I choose.
Yeah.
just need to say that. It's at Real. So it's like R-E-A-L. And then Brigetta is B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-A. And if you don't know my freaking handle, you're an idiot.
Oh, Brigetta.
There you go.
I'm just sorry. I feel like, you know, anyway, I'm being.
Not a lot of Brigettas out there.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So you'll find
just
a reason.
Just Google it. You'll find it.
And it's amazing because it sounds like it could be a common name, like Bridget, you know? Mm-hmm. But your parents were original.
My parents are original. Cool. Yeah, they're like so Sicilian. It's ridiculous. And yeah. So my mom wanted to name me Bridget, and my grandma was like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm, that's not Sicilian. It's got to be Sicilian. And so in that voice, too, by the way. yeah, and so that happened. But
wow.
And yours?
Yeah, yours, Charles. How can people find you?
Oh, yeah. You can check out www.greatestu. That's the letter u.com. And
so it's not you spelled out.
Right.
Okay.
It's you.
Yeah,
you,
like university
letter,
or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, greatestu.com. And you can find me on Vacation Vibration on Instagram. Mm.
Okay.
Yep. And then we even have, because my retreat was so profound that I mentioned that I got to experience my mother again, we've created a retreat. And
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Dead serious. Yeah. I'm coming.
Sounds cool.
I'm going to have my sister come too.
It's called.
I think I need it. I tried to meditate yesterday. Remember the guy came and I was like, I'm going to go home and try it.
Right.
I literally went home. I took a long shower. I lit candles. I put on like spa music.
Good for you.
And I could not think. It was like everything, but it was like everything negative in my life. I was like, because I just didn't get casted for a reality show. And I've been really bummed about it because I was top five. And like this, I've done 11 shows. I've never not been picked for a show.
I understand.
So I'm like, okay, I'm not really handling the rejection well. Mm. Plus it's like, I thought, okay, this is my moment to turn things around in my life. Cause things have just been like kind of at like a steady standstill, but meditating like just did. So finally I gave up. It actually gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like my heart is
so you need
racing.
To learn how to do it right and right. All that stuff, you know? And that's the thing is that negativeness, you got to get rid of it. And I think they figured it out. So talk to them about it.
I went to a psychic.
Guys, we don't have time for it. We're totally out of time. Mm. So we'll start that story
next
time.
I feel like our shows have been really short this week.
Well, because we had great guests on the shows. Yeah, so so guys, thank you so much for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mm. And so people can find information on the show also from your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, well, yep. We also have a website, which we need to change, but it's www.soulsexypodcast.com.
Okay, so that sounds pretty easy to remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thanks.
You're welcome back anytime,
awesome.
You know. Yeah. If you guys want to hang out for a few hours between shows here in LA, which I'm sure you're
I'm
not going to be bored.
Out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to be bored being here, you know.
No, it's always something to do here.
Yeah.
Do you guys like just drive up for the day?
Spending the night. Yeah, there's just events that were.
Oh, yeah. You said that, yeah.
Then we're off to Caboo.
Yeah, Caboo, actually. Yeah. That's
What the fuck is that?
I know we can do this quick, but Caboo is amazing. It's like a mini Coachella down in San Diego. It has like some of the top people, like Katy Perry's coming down. There's Incubus. We're interviewing Soul Asylum. We're interviewing Slash. We're interviewing, God, there's some like amazing artists. The guy that's coming on the show today. I mean, there's like, it's like jam-packed. Baby Rexha, who I freaking love. Housie.
I like her too.
Yeah. Housie. There's like just amazing artists. I can't even remember them all, but it's all weekend. It starts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Traffic going down there is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, take the train. It's like $30.
Yeah.
And it's caboodelmar.com. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
Go there. All right, guys. Danny, thank you as always.
You're
thanks to our listeners and viewers. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll see you then.
It's not Wednesday. It's not Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, now you know.
But I understand, like, the whole, I've been through that, the whole, like, getting your hopes.